Number 5 is the new Snapchat update. Keeping up with the 12-year-olds these days is hard work. Just when I figured out what on fleek means, I'm now tasked with determining why my daughter is sending me pictures of her throwing up rainbows. Turns out it's the new Snapchat update, which I highly recommend if you have, say, 15 minutes to 3 hours to kill. If you don't have Snapchat, that not only means that you're old, it also means that you're not trying desperately to seem young, as I am. First, download or update Snapchat to get the new features. Then turn on the front-facing camera and press and hold the screen until you see a line of cartoon circles. Snapchat calls them lenses. Scroll through the lenses to see what each new feature does. You can play with them all you like or take a photo to save or send. Snapchat also introduced another new feature that lets you replay other people's messages for a price. In the beginning, Snapchat was designed as a way for people to send photos and quick videos that would immediately self-destruct. Then Snapchat started allowing users to replay one snap per day. Now they'll let you replay 3 snaps a day for 99 cents, but you can still only replay each snap once a day. Now, I'm not sure what Snapchat was aiming at with this new in-app purchase, and there are bound to be many parents who are going to question the huge bill they receive when they look at their credit card. But if this causes more parents to pay attention to what their children are doing on Snapchat, or if it causes one person to reconsider sending an ill-conceived picture because they think someone will never be able to see it again, then that's not a bad thing either.